I became interested in poetry by reading and loving reading poetry. I had read mostly fiction as a kid and the required poems in high school and junior high and whatnot. But in college, I was writing poems on my own, and right after college, I had been working in the summers and spending a lot of time on rivers and leading trips and as a guide. And I saw an opportunity through poems and essays and the written word to create an experience, a kind of godlike experience. So I started writing what I knew and having a lot of fun describing what I was seeing when I was out in the woods. Right after school, I was leading 30-day trips and getting up early in the morning before the kids who we were working with and starting to write some lines and putting lines together, and those became the poems, a lot of the poems in Odd Botany. And I found that writing poems was a way to have an adventure, and it was a great adventure, and it still is. I didn't have to get in the car. I could do it anywhere, in any weather, in any frame of physical shape. You know, if I was hurt and I couldn't be out on the river or leading a trip, as long as my hands were working and I had some ink and a paper, it was okay. And just starting with a blank page, really there's no greater adventure. As much as I love to get on a canoe or wherever outside, it's hard to beat a blank piece of paper and, you know, a fresh word on the mind or a line and not knowing where it'll take you.